So I think the question I want to ask now, Lee, is how you're coping with community life, because I know you've just been recently discharged, haven't you?
Yeah.
What keeps you going?
Well, I've been about a year now.
Okay, is it?
Yeah,
that quick.
It's been a year already, and I'm doing, despite a couple of setbacks that I actually learned from, really, which I took the positives out of, I'm doing, in my opinion, the best I've ever done as a person and being together. And the things that have done that for me is having a little part-time job, covering someone's lunch at Trust Headquarters, in National Health, that is. And I go in, I get up, I look forward to it, I have my breakfast, I have a bath and a shave, put my clean clothes on, go to work, take a walk down the canal on the way back, feed the ducks, and then go home, have something, cook something, and then chill and listen to some music and watch the TV. You know, I'm proud of my life. I've got a good life now. The only thing I lack is a relationship, but that'll come.
Well, that will come. Come on.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. But it's making me feel more confident about myself and making me feel more normal and able to be able to get myself in a relationship, you know.
But we all agree that not everybody just comes out of hospital and gets that kind of life straight away. There must be something that helps you. Is it something that happened whilst you were in there? What was it?
Yeah,
there must have been a support system.
The thing was, I was recalled 5 times, and on my 6th time in there, I decided I had to do things differently. So I started to engage and work with the team. I won an art competition. No, actually, tell a lie, I came 2nd in an art competition. And I thought, blimey, I didn't even try and I've come 2nd. So it made me move forward and go harder to win. And I started working with the practice development nurses. Then I got the job as the co-chair of the user forum. Then I started doing other work, and, you know, it just built my confidence and gave me the contacts to get this part-time job for the NHS when I left. But, you know, I had to build. But before, my foundations weren't sturdy, and this time I built them sturdy so that when I did have a little episode, I had good foundations and I didn't fall over, and I just bounced straight back and learnt from it.
Would you say there was some good role modelling in place for you?
Yeah, there was yourself, you know. You made me realise that anything is possible, really, and other people I'd met, other experts by experience, and, you know, people like that. In the meetings I was going to, representing their community and their borough, made me realise that you can still succeed even though you've had mental health issues.
Mm. Okay. Is there anything else you would do differently from the past that you've been recalled, if anything?
Not this time, and I don't... Although I was when in hospital and that, I think you have to learn the worst or see the worst in life in order to appreciate when you have it good. And compared to how I had it, my life's a dream now. You know, like I say, I'm just looking to get a steady relationship. You know, I'm not looking for anything rushed, or, you know, I'll take my time and things will come. And I know they will, because I've got confidence. Everything else has come to me. Everything comes to he who waits, and things are coming to me, so I'm just having a bit of patience and optimism.
So in terms of your relationship with members of staff and service providers, how has that improved?
Sorry, Nash, can you say that again?
In terms of your relationship...
Well, it's helped me communicate better, because I educated myself working with a practice development team. I learned how to be heard, but also how to listen. and how to understand and how to learn all the human qualities that I'd lacked from becoming ill. Mm. Practice makes perfect, and okay. I practiced.
Mm. And you're still practicing.
And I still am.
Well, thank you. I'm sure there's a lot of conversations that we are yet to have.
Yeah.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I really appreciate you taking part in this.
No problem.
And in the future, if there are other and further talks, and as you said, you've agreed to hold your own shows on Diversity Radio, which we're looking forward to. Mm. I'm not sure how regular you want to have this. Then,
well, so. We'll see how it goes, you know, see what sort of response you get. But, you know, I would like to help people and just talking, if that helps.
Yep.
You know, I've had a diverse life, so, you know, here you go.
All right, thank you.